Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Dear saints, it's a wonder God the Holy Spirit has gathered us into this house today in the conviction that something happened exactly 1,093 years ago, April 5th, 33 A.D., in a small little corner on the other side of the world, in a garden, in an upper room, on a mount, a tomb, actually matters to us today. And the women, the disciples struggled that day. No, alleluias, it sounds unbelievable. Empty tomb, he's not there, told he's risen. And Jesus told them of his passion, resurrection. They should know. Yet in spite of what they've been taught and heard, they still struggle. They still doubt. They despair. Not unlike you. Why do you dwell on hardship instead of every trouble, a blessing to draw you closer to him and see more of his love? Why do you live as though the Lord won't work evil for your good? Why do you dwell on death instead of life? Why do you act as if your loved ones in Christ are lost? Why do you look at disease, even death, as though it's the worst thing that could happen to you? Why do you live as if your life will end? And why do you put the value of your life by what you do? Measure your life, whether it's good, bad, successful, complete, by worldly man's standards. How can we despair, be fearful, lose sight of his promises, what we've been taught and heard? How pitiful when we live in fear of tomorrow or illness or death. Our Lord lives. And you heard it. Remember how he told you. Rejoice. And they remembered his words. Lose your sins, doubts, your struggles in the glorious wounds of the resurrected Christ. Even your sin that only you know about, ashamed of, be ashamed no more. For your guilt, the power of sin and death, God's wrath for all your sins spent on him, remember how he told you. And you stood by the grave and wept. And you will throw your arms around your grandma again. Your parent who attended to at their bedside in brokenness of body will embrace you again. And though you held the hand of your beloved as you felt the life depart, you will hold them in the kingdom of God. And though your heart was crushed beyond despair by the loss of your child, Christ will place them back into your arms again. Raised. Mothers will not lose their children. Along with all his children, and usher Saul into everlasting life. And they remembered his words. Jesus' resurrection, eternal life sealed in his word, sacraments. I mean, do you grasp that reality? Changes everything. You're joined to his death and resurrection, your baptism. And more, he feeds you his very resurrected body and blood, medicine of immortality. Jesus says, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. For there, the power of Jesus' resurrection is yours like no other place on earth. Heaven and earth come together. This is the feast, the Lamb slain has begun his reign. You know, true Lutherans desire to be historical, to be the historical Catholic Christian Church. What that means. 500 years ago, the first Lutherans sang Luther's new hymn that we just sang. 500 years ago today, that the Lutherans throughout Germany celebrate their first Easter with the entire liturgy in their own language. And really, the first time in over 1,000 years. You know, Latin was the language of the early church, and Latin remained the language of the church. And the Reformation changed that. And as we do today, the liturgy, as it was 500 years ago, Luther's Deutsche Mass, the German Mass, and of course, clean up the errors that had crept in to the Western Rite during the medieval church. Even more, this was the first Easter for any Christian in over 300 years that they celebrated communion in both kinds. The people received the chalice too, the wine given them, as the Pope had ordered the wine withheld since 1215 Council. That's amazing. And Easter, 480 years ago, Luther had recently died. Sharp disputes, deep factions arose to compromise, join forces with the newly emerging Reformed Church, as both of them and Lutherans under attack from the Romans. I mean, real Lutherans, men like Chemnitz, Bugenhagen, Flacius, Amsdorf, Andreas, yeah, you get to meet them in heaven, had fierce disagreements with Melanchthon and others, willing to compromise doctrine, practice, to join forces with the Reformed against Rome. You see, you true Lutherans have never been able to get along with others. And to make it worse, some of you are of German descent. We don't compromise. We can't compromise God's unchanging truth to gain friends or for the love of the world or more followers on social media. And it gets worse. Then 4 days after Easter, the Battle of Mühlberg, and not far from Wittenberg, the early morning, it's while your people, the German peasant army, was celebrating the divine service, the Holy Roman army with knights slaughtered them. 8,000 men dead, another 1,000 taken POW. The Roman army lost 50 men. I mean, think about this. With the defeat of the main Lutheran defenders, the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V will soon have over 400 Lutheran pastors imprisoned and many executed for giving the laity the chalice and not recanting what we believe, that unchanging truth before there were popes. I mean, we will be arrested and die before the world would stop us preaching and giving Christ's blood. But then again, which of us can die? The Lutherans should have been wiped out many times over. The Lord alone preserves his church. Our fathers and mothers struggled, endured, sacrificed, suffered, died, so that you could sit there and call yourself a Lutheran. And here we are, 500 years later, even exactly 1,993 years later, as the world really changed, the church still attacked by false, misleading words, surrounded by evil, Satan, his minions work tirelessly to destroy you and your family and every relationship you have. And even more, there is still doubts, struggles. We still despair. Your Lord lives. The devil can't win. Lies can't win. Death cannot win. And we stand firm on the unchanging truth of the gospel, and we confess, we fight, we will not be moved. You have resurrection. And they remembered his words. Every man dies, but not every man lives. Live, dear saint. You are not made to fit into this world. You're made to stand out. Stand firm. The baptism is your entire identity, joins you to his death and resurrection. The Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, is a resurrected life of the church, how we live. Live as saints. What can man do to you? Nothing can truly harm you. Do not fear or be afraid. And they remembered his words. Your Lord lives. And cancer, disease will not have the last word. Your Lord lives to carry your burdens, to lead and guide you, to forgive your sins, answer your prayers and cries, wipe away your tears, to lead you and guide you. Yes, to carry all of your burdens, to give you what you need and comfort you when you mourn. Christ lives, and you cannot stop him. He will not stop caring for you every moment, every step, every breath of your life. Bask in the beautiful reality of this day, his glory, his life given you. Christus ist erstanden. Yeah. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.